Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Death of Death. I'm your host, Nick Stewart. Pretty busy with packing lately, as you can imagine. Ashley and I are a little more than a week out from moving, so I've been pretty distracted. It's Monday as I record this, and I still don't have an episode for tomorrow. Hopefully you're hearing this tomorrow, so I thought I would just talk about something that's not too fleshed out yet, but something I have been thinking a lot about. I don't have time for a super well fleshed out episode. I would be racist by most modern standards today. I'm not sure if you knew that or not, but nothing to do with the actual dictionary definition of racist, of course. Racism is someone who believes that their race is superior, and I don't even really believe in using the term race in this conversation. Ethnicities, maybe. I think tribe is probably the best word for it, tribalism. The reason I would be considered a racist is because I didn't post a black square on my Instagram about a month ago, and I believe that Black Lives Matter, but I refuse to say those words in solidarity with the organization Black Lives Matter. What I wanted to talk about, I'll circle back to that, but what I wanted to talk about is essentially making justice a partisanized or political issue. And I know what you're thinking. No, partisanized is not a word, but it's a great word that I just invented just now, and it really gets after what I'm trying to talk about in this episode. So here are just a few examples of what's been happening the last few months. The government forced everyone to stay inside for 3 months unless you had some ridiculous exception, like stay inside unless you need food or you need to work. And definitely don't stay home if you need to protest. These were not fast rules, hard and fast rules. Some people wanted to fight against the injustice of businesses closing down and people losing their jobs and people being trapped inside. A litany of injustices were carried out in the reaction to this virus. People gathered together and started protesting this all over the country, and that's pretty much where it went wrong. If you saw it on the news, you probably saw nothing but Trump 2020 flags and guys in tank tops and things like that. The news gets the absolute craziest people it can find, and they interview them, and then the entire assembly just looks ridiculous. So where did they go wrong exactly? Well, to use my made-up word, they partisanized their justice. Instead of just protesting the lockdown and getting their point across, they turned it into a Trump rally. For those doing this, it made perfect sense, but the echo chamber can be a very, very dangerous thing. Here's what you have to realize if you're a Trump supporter. Now, if you are a Trump supporter, I mean you no harm. I'm not, but I don't think ill of you. Here's what you have to realize about the left, or the Democrats, or whatever you want to call them, of which I'm also not a part. Here's what you have to realize. They view you as a toothless cross burner with the IQ of a fence post. Okay? Now, if that was provocative, I meant it to be, because I want you to pay attention to me right now. They do not view you as a smart person. I'd like to say it's rare, but it's not. Democrats, in general, think Republicans are mentally challenged. Okay? As neither a Democrat or a Republican, I hear what they say about you when you leave the room, and you really only have to watch the news to see what they're willing to say to your face, which is bad enough. So why show up at a protest regarding something that is happening to the entire country and turn it into a Trump rally? Well, if you understood how the other side viewed that, you would never do that, because I actually care about the Democrat whose business went under because of this as well. Ironically, he might not care because he thinks there's a very good reason for his business to go under, and that he's kind of doing his part, you know, stay home, stay safe. But I actually grieve for his business or his job the way that I'll grieve for anyone. We shouldn't make the issue of the lockdowns a right or left thing because it's unjust. God hates oppressive governments, theft, manipulation, fear-mongering. God hates all those things. But instead of proceeding on the ground that it's unjust, they start waving Trump flags. Now that it's a politicized issue, you've lost any shred of a possibility of the left supporting your cause. I saw this coming from the beginning, too. Now that the left can look at those protests and think, look at those subhumans spreading their germs all over, they don't know anything about science, at the odds of that Democrat business owner ever joining the cause are thrown straight out the window. They'll have to wait a few weeks before they get their chance to protest. So we had a group with a perfectly valid mission who screwed it up because they made it political. So where else have we seen that? Well, the Black Lives Matter movement is where we've seen that. What could be simpler? What could be a more simple mission than getting people to admit that Black lives matter as much as other lives and then being treated accordingly? Here's the problem. If you look at where all their donations go, it all goes to Democratic campaigns and organizations. So let's step back a little. Could I eat in a restaurant if I knew the owner donated 5% of the proceeds of that restaurant to a Democratic campaign? Well, it depends on how good the sushi was, because sushi is the only food that I'll turn a blind eye for and sell out my beliefs. But yes, possibly. I want the product, and the person I pay for that product can do whatever they want with their own money. So I wouldn't have a problem eating at a restaurant knowing where that money went. But would I give that business owner a donation for the Democratic Party? No, never. I would never do that. Let's just take abortion and the drug war, both backed by the Democratic Party. You probably couldn't find two things that contribute more to the oppression of Black people. So not only am I against the Democratic Party for almost everything they stand for, I couldn't donate money to BLM knowing that it's funding the things perpetuating the problems they claim to want to solve. That's not even to mention the fact that some of the people running that organization are self-proclaimed Marxists. So the oppression of Black people is a great evil. God hates tribalism or racism, if you still want to call it that. It's unjust. But instead of proceeding on those grounds, they give the money to the Democrats, which is their false god, hoping for solutions and rescue, and they're not going to get it. Trump is not going to solve the lockdown, and BLM is not going to solve Black oppression in America. We've talked about protests and things that have already been going on the last few months, but now let's talk about what might happen in the next few months or years. Lots of stuff going on in the world of human trafficking, and that sounds way more like a newsletter than I ever meant for it to sound. There was this whole Wayfair thing. I'm not sure of the validity to that at all. We will have to see how that develops, but it would be pretty perfect, though. If you don't know what I'm talking about, basically Wayfair is a furniture company that's accused of being involved in human trafficking, and they're allegations, so there's nothing concrete yet, but you have to admit that a furniture company would have the means to launder money, and they would have the necessary transportation to transport slaves essentially to and fro. So I don't know, it's like the perfect infrastructure for that type of operation. You can see more about it online, but if you don't know, it's a conspiracy theory, and I don't mean that derogatorily. It is just a theory at this point that these people are conspiring in crime, which is what conspiracy theory means. But apparently they had some very overpriced items with the names of missing children on them. And apparently the SKU numbers of those items would pull up missing girls on another database. So just a lot of weird stuff like that. There was a lot more to it. Like there was a picture of a bookcase for sale, and there was a book about organ harvesting photoshopped onto the display picture on the website. So that's some weird stuff, but it is all just a theory. I don't want to, you know, say any of that definitively, but you know what's not a theory? The Epstein stuff. And here's what's scary about the Wayfair stuff compared to the Epstein stuff, is that even if it turns out to be true, they might handle it quietly and we'll never even know about it. So in the Epstein situation, let's take a step back and look at what we're actually looking at. We have a pedophilia ring with connections to Prince Andrew, Bill Clinton, and possibly Donald Trump. And the man with the information died under suspicious circumstances. So now think about this. That's what we know about. Can you imagine what we don't know about? That's what gets me with some of these conspiracy theories. I can't know what I don't know. I can't know that Wayfair doesn't traffic missing children. I can't know that Jeffrey Epstein wasn't murdered. It's all weird. It's all weird stuff. And that's just what we know. So imagine what they're covering up. Now they've caught Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend, and she claims to have a lot of dirt on a lot of powerful people. So here's my question, and I'm ashamed that I still have to ask it, but are you still committed to justice despite its political ramifications? Democrats were all about believing women until Joe Biden was accused of sexual misconduct. There's no convincing proof that Brett Kavanaugh ever met the woman who made those allegations about him, but someone who worked for Joe Biden for years makes some allegations and we don't really believe her. So that just stinks to high heaven. So the question must be asked, if the Clintons go down for this Epstein thing, will people still care about the issue or will they sweep it under the rug? Will you believe it if Trump goes down? Will you support it? It's easy to say so now, but I think a lot of Trump supporters will refuse to believe it if he turns out to be involved. And only time will tell, unfortunately, but I want you to be resolved. I want you to be resolved to hate injustice no matter what. If that means Trump goes down and it turns out he was as bad as everyone always said he was, then so be it. If the Clintons go down, so be it. You need to love God's law and hate injustice just like God does. I just want you to be prepared because it's possible that some people you and I both love will go down in this thing. I mainly mean like actors and stuff that I love, but, you know, we should care more that about God's law than the people on our team. Even if it's people we really like. So God, give me grace to choose justice. That's going to do it for this week. But if you have a spare $4 a month, head over to patreon.com/deathofdeath and support the show. Sorry to my elect, for these episodes going out so late. Once we're in Oklahoma, we'll be on a better schedule and the podcast will be more consistent, but it's just hard to do all of this while moving, but I'm yet to miss a Tuesday. Ever since we started the show in January, I have not missed a single Tuesday, so still doing pretty good. I've been your host, Nick, here to tell you that the true definition of racism is not what you think, and if you're as committed to Christ's victory as I am, I'll be here to do it with you all again next week. Goodbye for now.